20-minute meeting?
Okay, we're going to call the special meeting of the Grand County Emergency Medical Services. Special Service District. I need an extra breath in between,
that, yeah.
Yes. It is Tuesday, August 27th, and it is, in fact, 9:02. Do we have any public here that wants to speak? I don't see any. Anybody hiding under the table? No. Okay, we only have one agenda item today, and that is discussion and action of approval of recommendation of ambulance financing. And we're going to let you take it right away and explain us.
I put Jen's name on there.
Oh, Jen's going to explain us. Okay, Jen.
Working on delegation.
I'm trying.
Yes. Yesterday.
I think you guys rated me low on it.
A yell at from across the hall.
That was a good one.
Okay, well, I don't know if there's a lot to, like, explain, but... Yeah, so when we voted on this last year to move forward with the ambulances, we sort of knew we'd probably end up having to finance them. In the meantime, Andy did get us $100,000 from the state as a grant to go towards the ambulances. So we've received that money. It's kind of sitting in PTIF right now, ready to get paid when we go pick them up. And... are we still on for, like, that 27th?
End of September.
End of September.
Doesn't work with my schedule, so I'll probably have to move it to the 1st of October.
So that's when we're actually getting ambulances.
Okay. I can't. Are we getting
both? Why does that work with your schedule, or what?
I have, like, 3 meetings that week, and they want it, like, on a Thursday, and I have a meeting Wednesday and Friday here, and so I'm, like, I'm going to have to move them.
Delegate.
Are we? Yes. Are we still getting both of them?
Yeah,
there's
two that are done. I have to fly up and inspect them both. That takes a full day to inspect it.
Okay.
I crawl under them, I crawl in them, I review the specs. It's not uncommon, and I did this. I picked up a fire truck years ago. I drove away from Pierce in Oklahoma, and by the time I hit the state line, my engine blew up because Pierce forgot to replace the oil, right? And I didn't check it. You don't check that on a new vehicle, right? And so that happened to Moab, by the way, just this last year. So
really?
So it's important that you go through these, like, with a fine-tooth comb, because this is your last chance to get them to fix or change anything without going all the way back to Washington State to the factory, right? So, so we go in them. I flew, I think you probably remember when we picked up the other two. I went to Canada for that.
Yeah.
That was my first time to Canuck. It was fun. And so we'll crawl through them, we'll go over them. I will probably be bringing somebody with me. And then the ambulance will, one ambulance comes back to us right away and goes to get stickered in Salt Lake. And then it will be put into service. The other one, we're saving $4,000 on it by letting them use it as a demo for 60 days.
Yeah.
So they're going to drive around, show it to their clients, and then they drop it off here in 60 days. So we'll be a couple months late with it. But.
How much is that saving us?
About four, I think it was four. Four, yeah, four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Something
four
like
grand.
That. So
that's
four or five.
Good.
Yeah. So that's exciting. We're actually getting our ambulances. So I had been putting off getting finance quotes, all that stuff, until we had, like, an actual date, because they kind of give us, like, 30 days of locking that in, and the interest rates, are a little crazy right now, so we kind of wanted to wait and see. So, you have two quotes in front of you that I got. Both of these companies came from recommendations from Braun. Your computer's possessed.
It's... Jen, Mandy, email Dave. See if he can come by for my computer. Thanks. Sorry. I've been doing this for a couple days, and it's, like, weird. It just has a mind of its own.
Yeah. So Braun gave us these people to contact. I actually contacted 3 different people. These are the only 2 that got back to me. I think the people from Leasing 2 I had spoken to quite a bit before and had a bunch of conversations with them about, like, prepayments, all that stuff. They're the ones. They have a lower interest rate. Pretty much all the... everything else kind of seems pretty similar about the 2 companies. I don't think there was anything we saw that stuck out to not go with just the lower interest rate.
But reviewing both of them, they both just do government leasing programs, and they seem to both be solid, reputable companies.
Yeah.
everything we've looked at.
So yeah, so I don't know if you guys have looked it over, if you have any questions.
Well, how does it, was this in the budget, or how does it compare to the budget?
So we actually budgeted for a bigger payment for this year, but because we got the grant, and oh, we also got a grant to pay for the cots as well.
That's right.
From the state. So we paid for the cots. I'm waiting for the money to come in to repay us for those, or at least it was 75% of the cots. The other thing that I did do, I asked them to put off our first payment for 6 months, so we wouldn't actually have a first payment till 2025.
So it will be in the budget, because the 25 budget isn't done yet.
Yeah, and we did have it in the 2024 budget, but that's when we thought maybe we'd be getting the ambulances in earlier in the summer.
Yeah.
So.
We budgeted 120 total is what we budgeted for payments, for ambulance payments, yeah. And we ended up, depending on which one to go, but, you know, at most 110, right? So more likely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I personally think go with the 5 year at this point. We can pay it off early. There's a small fee to pay it off early, but I think it's worth it.
It didn't say that I could see in the contract what that fee was, but
it's 1.5%
of the remaining
of the remaining balance. Yeah, and that's just to cover their interest.
But and it is important to note, like, a lot of this stuff isn't in those agreements. These are just offers.
Yeah.
Right. And so the idea is, well, let's go with these people. If you guys choose, let's go with these leasing two people. Then they do a credit with us. They get our financials, our background, stuff like that. Then they send us a whole financing packet, right? And then we can go through all those terms. If anything's weird or changes, we can email it out to you guys.
So looking at this, I didn't see, like, what the terms, like, is there terms in the lease, you know? Because a lot of leases have, like, I know, like, cars, you know, stuff have, like, you can't go over X amount of miles, you know, or
no, there's nothing like that. So this is really a purchase finance. It's just they always call it a lease when it's good. So it's like a lease to purchase, basically. There's no maximum amount of mileage, there's no maximum amount of use, there's nothing like
wear
that
and tear.
In the terms. Nothing.
Because we will own the vehicle after.
Yeah.
At the end of
The lease.
The lease.
Yeah. It's really just a financing option, but they always call it leasing.
It's like a mortgage.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked
like
at those interest rates and I thought, oh my gosh, that's like a mortgage.
it's the same process we did with our two other ones.
Yeah, it is.
They call it a lease, but it's not really a lease. It's kind of weird.
We did a lease to purchase with
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything in policy about number of bids you have to get or?
No, not on leasing. Because it's a professional service, we just have to ask for quotes.
Hmm.
And so we had to get a certain number of bids for the ambulances.
Yeah,
yeah.
But not for the actual financing of them. There's really nothing, because it's a professional service, basically, is what it's covered under.
I mean, wasn't that part of the issue? Part of the problem is that a lot of companies weren't giving you bids? You had a hard time getting bids.
Ambulances. Well, yeah, they were 3 to 4 years out.
Yeah.
And so there were only actually two companies that got back to me, and then we used a purchase. A contract purchase for the other quote, a state agreement for the other quote.
Yeah.
Great.
Any other questions?
I move to approve the resolution between Grand County Emergency Medical Services Special Service District and Leasing 2, Inc. for the lease purchase of two new ambulances, which is on the 5-year term at 5.86% interest. Monthly payments of $90,851.72. Probably a
yearly, I think. Not monthly.
Yeah,
monthly. Okay, we're in trouble now.
There is.
I'm just reading, but I didn't make do that. But anyhow, that's probably not an exact amount, but approximate.
Okay. Second.
Okay, what he said, right?
Okay, so let me quickly add to that. We did have to remove a couple of things. So the cost of the ambulances will be a little lower than what we have in the quote. And the reason we had to remove it is because there's another company that can't get us the equipment on time, so we'll end up having to install it ourselves. But so the cost will be slightly lower. So, it's all approximate.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Any other discussion or questions?
So what's the timeline on the equipment?
It's the radios. So it has to do with the whole Motorola's backed up. And,
oh, God.
So we have old ones here that I'll just install, and then when the new ones come in, we'll replace them.
So when you get it here, it will be ready for service. You can get it ready for service.
I just put the radios in, yeah. So it'll take probably 2 days to get it stocked and radios installed and everything. Yeah.
Any other?
Sounds great to me.
Good. If that's everything, then I would ask for a vote. All those in favor of the motion? Okay, that looks like it's unanimous. Okay, and that concludes our one agenda item, and the meeting is adjourned.